These may be the chants of Nigerian girls kidnapped 4 weeks ago in a video released Monday by the Nigerian Islamist group Boko Haram. About 100 of the nearly 300 missing girls are seen, an indication they may have broken up into smaller groups, as some reports have indicated. The girls sat huddled together chanting verses from the Quran. A girl who looked to be in her early teens was singled out for questioning. She was asked, "Why have you become a Muslim?" "The reason why I became a Muslim," she said, "is because the path we are on is not the right path." She was nervous, shifting her body from side to side, her eyes darting back and forth. "We should enter the right path so that Allah will be happy with us," added the girl, who said her name had been changed to Halima because she had converted from Christianity to Islam. Like the other girls, she wore a bulky gray hijab that covered her body from head to toe, revealing only her face. The White House says U.S. intelligence experts are combing over every detail of the video and that they have no reason to question its authenticity. It's the first time some of the girls are seen since they were abducted. The Nigerian Education Commissioner said he would bring the girls' parents to the state capital to watch the video today to see if they could identify their daughters. The terrorist Boko Haram leader Abu Bakr Shekau is seen on the video with an assault weapon slung across his chest. He threatens, "I swear to Almighty Allah, you will not see them again until you release our brothers that you have captured." A U.S. team of 30 experts in intelligence gathering, counterterrorism, and hostage negotiations is in Nigeria to assist the government's search. The international outrage over the abductions are seen and felt the world over.
Bring them back! Bring them back! Bring them back! Bring them back!
Bring them back!
In New York, the chair of the City Council's Committee on Women's Issues, Lori Cumbo, organized a rally at City Hall on Monday in support of Nigerian families, calling for the safe return of the more than 250 young girls who were abducted. Cumbo says it's not only a women's rights issue, but a matter that concerns everyone because the kidnapping is a crime against humanity.
And if we think that this is not our issue, it's going to silently, but then very explosively, become your issue wherever you are. So as Reverend Dr. King always spoke about, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And from young girls all the way to grandmothers, everyone was here because they want to show their support for these young women. They need to know that they are cared about, that they are loved, and that there are resources and support and people strategizing all across the globe to bring them back home safely. And this issue, unfortunately, but it brings attention to all of the issues of sexual assault, of marriages that are happening way before a young lady's time. And when we talk about being sold off into marriage, it's not being sold off into marriage, it's being sold off into slavery. You are being kidnapped. You are being robbed. And this is one of those things where we have to bring this issue on a global scale. Everything from sexual assault to rape to violence to the punishment through acid, all of these different things are issues that are impacting women all across the globe.
Dr. Karen Daughtry is pastor of the House of the Lord's Church in Brooklyn. Her message about the Nigerian girls is that when you have violated one, you have violated all. She says we must stand together as an international community and as a local community across religious lines, across racial lines, to say stop the madness.
We are saying that everyone can do something. Everyone has a voice, and everyone needs to use that voice in their community, in their housing project, in their next door neighbor, in their churches, in their synagogues, in their masjids, to say to their fellow sisters and brothers who may be sitting on the side and not wanting to do anything and assuming that someone else is going to do it, we have to say to them, we together will make a difference. When we make a groundswell of our voices, we will be heard.
And you have organized some continuous events.
Oh, yes. Yes, my husband, the Reverend Dr. Herbert Daughtry, who's the national minister of all of the House of the Lord churches, is coordinating a sustained action at the United Nations every day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 12:45 at 12 o'clock noon to 12:45, asking people to put your lunch down, put it to the side for a few minutes, and come out from 12 to 12:45. Reverend Dr. Herbert Daughtry is urging us. He's done this for years. He knows that the sustaining of the action is what is going to take. Not just a quick thing and we're done. Let us sustain the action.
And you say people are watching the numbers.
Oh, yes. People are watching the numbers. If it's only a few, they figure it'll peter out. But when they continue to see, and that's why all of the actions are purposeful. Everything, a demonstration here, there, and everywhere is purposeful because it says that we are not forgetting. So it's very important that the sustaining of all activities be taken care of.
At the rally, young women recited their poems, women like Blue Santiago and Kayla Irizarry from Girls Be Heard.
Our bodies are our own. No government, man, or religion should have first-hand decision on my body, my happiness. We are not merely physical beings, but rather have a soul, a brain, a story worth hearing. School is meant to be a safe haven. 267 is way too many. One is way too many. Protect the youth of our future, no matter what nationality. Bring our girls home.
Yes.
Liberation, bring
back our girls.
Back our girls. Everyone.
Education, liberation, bring back our girls.
Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.